give you runtime on them, Paul?
Well, I mean, you can option them out different ways, you know, different amp hour batteries, right? So, I mean, that's a moving target.
Yeah, well, what are they saying you get, you know, on a full charge on a battery? Do you get an acre? Do you get 2 acres? Do you get a yard? I mean, what do you get to cut on one battery?
Again, it depends on the battery you buy, right? They all have different size batteries. You can get a 12 amp hour battery, a 10, a 6, a 4. It just depends, right? So I actually don't know. You know, Sam, I never really drew the line between amp hours and for a given lawnmower. And, I mean, there's a lot of variables involved. Is it a 30-inch cut, you know, twin blade, single blade, you know? That's a moving target across the line by battery and power of the electric motor, right? So it's tough to get it all. You have to look at each model, right, and what size battery you're putting in it. I would never get anything with just one battery, though, I'll tell you that. You'd always want one on ice.
Right.
You don't want to be stopped dead in the water in the middle of cutting your grass and waiting 4 hours for the thing to charge. You know, so I think I would opt for it. As much as I'd like to go electric just for it, I just think gas is probably the better option.
Gas is the better option.
Yeah, and then, you know, Briggs & Stratt, you know, they quit building their engines a long time ago. Some other foreign company took them over, so I don't know. I trust those.
They still run as good as they ever did.
Have you seen current models? So you're basing it on the last couple of years? Because they've been bought out a few years ago, actually. I think by a Chinese company or something.